Hey, Warriors. Today we are taking a deeper dive into a common scenario that many of us may find ourselves in. The experience of being a perpetual giver in our relationships. One-sided relationships can truly drain the life out of you, leaving you feeling overcommitted, overwhelmed, rushed, and downright exhausted. Ever wonder why the world seems to operate this way? And perhaps you're just plain tired of it. Recognizing imbalances in our relationships are crucial. As adults, we often accept one-sided dynamics as the norm, willingly giving our time and favor without questioning the imbalance. This pattern can lead us down a path of constant exhaustion and misery. Uncovering feelings of resentment usually points back to two significant factors. So let's explore the root causes more deeply. Firstly, the imbalance in your relationship stems from disproportionate giving, lacking the essential return current of reciprocating. In other words, you give, they don't give back. Secondly, your identity and desires become overshadowed by the needs and happiness of others, resulting in the sacrifice of your own thoughts, emotions, and dreams. Consider every dependent relationship as a shield, protecting us from past unresolved pain. It's a cycle. The people in our lives depend on you, and you depend on them to satisfy your people-pleasing desire. If you haven't already, refer back to our earlier podcast or video on how do you know if you are really a people-pleaser. Recognize that some relationships may indeed come to an end. But as they do, new, healthier spaces open up for real connections. Your energy levels rise, happiness increases, and your inner peace blossoms. I want to ask you to do something really big right now. Can you subscribe and like and also share this video on your feed? You never know who's going to need it. Now, let's dive into some practical tips and self-help information to navigate through these challenges. Setting boundaries. Clearly define your limits and communicate them with others. They're not mind readers. Understand that it's okay to say no when necessary. Prioritize self-care. Make self-care a non-negotiable in your routine. It's essential to recharge your own batteries before giving to others. Practice mindfulness. Stay present in the moment and be aware of your own needs. Mindfulness can help you better understand your feelings and your reactions. Seek professional help. If you find it challenging to break the cycle, consider seeking the guidance of therapists or counselors. They can provide valuable insight and coping strategies. Discover your passions. Reconnect with your own interests and desires. It's crucial to have a strong sense of self outside of your relationships. Learn to say no. Understand that saying no, it's not selfish. It's a form of self-respect. Prioritize your well-being by declining requests that may overwhelm you. In our closing, remember this. If you don't know where your feelings truly come from, growth becomes challenging. Take the time to introspect, unravel those roots, and discover the path towards genuine connections and personal fulfillment. Understanding the past is the key to shaping a healthier future. So dive into your introspection, unveil the origins of your emotions, and leverage these tips for meaningful connections and personal growth. As always, I'm here to help you rise above the abuse.
Hey, warriors, get ready to kick abuse to the curb with Rise Above the Abuse, the ultimate podcast for survivors itching to break free for good. I'm Gina Lusardi, your fearless guide. We're dishing out raw stories, powerful tips, and badass strategies to help you reclaim your power. It's time to flip the script on abuse and your own comeback. But before we jump in, get your dose of inspiring stories, empowering tips, and kick butt strategies by hitting that subscribe button and let's turbocharge your journey. Your voice ignites our flame. Share your thoughts. Send in those reviews because your feedback is the secret sauce that fuels our mission of resilience. Massive thanks for being part of this empowering tribe. Did you miss out on any of our past episodes? No worries. Head over to our YouTube channel, Rise Above the Abuse, for an extra dose of empowerment. While you are there, be sure to subscribe, like, and join the journey with our fellow warriors. Until our next rendezvous, keep smashing those chains by rising above the abuse.